There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And many towns, and you know, listen, property values have gone up, and there's been, you know, a lot of difficulties with property taxes, and you know, budget conversations in towns were very difficult. They're always difficult, but they seemed even more so in this cycle. And they went to a referendum in Bloomfield, and you know, Mayor Wong, when she comes on in a second, can correct me if I'm wrong, but when it went to the polls, the budget was actually voted down, but they didn't have enough of people voted for that to be an official vote, so the budget was passed. And then I think on the same day in the Hartford Courant, Mayor Wong wrote an op-ed, you know, about her administration and sort of dealing with what she was saying was misinformation within the town. At the same time, on the same day, in the same newspaper, in the Hartford Courant, Don Stakem writes a piece about a former councilman, you know, saying that there were people in the town were dredging up old allegations of sexual harassment and sort of pointing at the mayor's office for bringing them back up and making an issue of them when they, according to this former councilman, weren't an issue. And I'm just like, what's going on in Bloomfield? And so we're trying to effort as many voices as possible to sort of get an understanding here. And we're grateful to have some time with Mayor Danielle Wong here on Bryan & Company. Good morning, Ms. Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And I read your piece a couple of times. And I guess, you know, generally, because, you know, we have an audience, a wide audience, like, what is going on in Bloomfield politically?
You know, look, politically, Bloomfield has been a tough space for the last 8 or so years. You know, when I came into office, there was a big switchover from, you know, kind of an old guard to potentially a new guard. And we just haven't been able to recalibrate since 2017. And I came on the scene in 2019 and have done some really great things with some really amazing people in town. But the politics has always overshadowed, you know, a lot of the good works. And that's really what drove me to write that op-ed, to really highlight all the amazing things that a town like Bloomfield can do and really mirror what we think that all towns across the state of Connecticut can do. Now, when you talk about politically some of the things that have occurred, you know, it is, yes, it is silly season. It is municipal campaign season. But we have an obligation to address some very serious concerns, including sexual harassment claims when employees have concerns. And that was one of the things that came onto the agenda. And because of a FOIA rule, we have to itemize things that we talk about in executive session now, or we will get penalized. And so that's why it's on this public agenda, or it was on the public agenda for that matter.
You mean the issue with the allegations of harassment from a couple of years back on the former councilman? That's what you're referring to, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to take a step back, in your piece. First of all, I love Bloomfield. I live in Windsor. I think that Bloomfield and Windsor, I think that they're great towns. And so,
yeah.
And there's a lot of wonderful people in Bloomfield. Mm-hmm. So I'm not singling out the town at all. I love Bloomfield. I just went to Republic the other day. And I'm curious, though, what made you, like, you really mm-hmm. lead into it and talking about misinformation. What sort of misinformation about the job you've done led you to do that?
Yeah, you know, I have been pretty frustrated and disappointed that, again, all the good things that we've been able to accomplish over the years have been misdirected and distorted by misinformation. And I think that you mentioned, the referendum that we have right now, or that is being disputed. And to correct you, the referendum did not pass. It was basically yes or no, so the budget stands. Our charter is really antiquated, and that's one of the things that we were able to update, and hopefully that passes this November. And so Bloomfield wasn't the only town and city that was dealing with a lot of distortions when it came to our state-mandated reval that all towns and cities had to crunch in their budgets this year. And I think that because of the complexity of the impact that the budget or the revaluation has had on property, a lot of people are very frustrated and think that the town is unnecessarily raising taxes, and that's really not the case. And what we've seen nationally is our real estate and commercial markets just do a big shift where your house right now has an assigned value that is higher than it was essentially yesterday. And when you look at the tax rate, people are very frightened and they get scared and they get their tax assessments like, oh my God, my house now is more than 50% valuable than it was, a year before. But when you look at how you apply it to town budgets, you adjust the mill rate. And what we did very succinctly in Bloomfield was we equalized the tax rate through our mill rate, where we collect the same amount of money from an operating cost and we lower the mill rate slightly so you don't see that increase. And so we were able to pass roughly a 3% tax increase. I wish it were zero. I wish it were less. But because of fixed costs and the rising cost of health care, and I'm talking to my mayors and first selectmen across the state of Connecticut that know what I'm talking about, it was very, very tough. And we were able to phase it in, the burden, yep. Over a period of 4 years. And so we used those type of tools in Bloomfield to, pass a very minimal tax increase. But the misinformation on what that, there was a campaign to vote this budget down, essentially by folks that are running against the incumbents this year. I am not on the ballot, but they are. And, that misinformation about, oh, my God, they're raising your taxes unnecessarily is right. Not accurate. And so that's the misinformation that we battle with day in, day out.
And that was true in so many towns. And, yeah. It's been ever since, I'm much older than you, but I mean, even when I was a kid, the older set who don't have kids don't want to pay for schools and they don't want to pay more taxes for schools. And the young people who have kids want do everything they can to give their kids the best that they can. We only have like 2 minutes here, and I appreciate the time with mm-hmm. Mayor Danielle Wong here at Bryan and Company. And I want to ask you about a bunch of things, but I don't know if we'll have time this time around. But you talked about you're not running, but other people on your slate are. If this is a fight worth having and you care enough to push back and do your job, why not run again?
Yeah, that's a great question that made this decision to step down and not run for re-election pretty hard. And look, I got a 16-year-old that is looking at me right now because she's wondering if I'm making her drive because we got to get her license this mid-August. And then I have a 12-year-old at home that has really not been at the forefront of my day-to-day life because public service is so critical. And remember, in Bloomfield, Brian, I'm a volunteer. This is not my full-time job. So I have a full-time job that I'm getting ready to go to from 9 to 5 And then I'm a full-time mayor in a sense. And so we in Bloomfield are volunteer electeds who love our town. I was born and raised in Bloomfield, went to the high school, graduated, proud Warhawk. And, you know, it's really about focusing on the people that need me the most. And right now, those are my children.
Got it. Also, you know, I'm just curious, this experience of public service, and again, this, you know, the youth movement and try to re-energize, you know, the base, you know, just give me one takeaway here in like 30 seconds about, you know, what keeps you optimistic despite some of the ugliness we've seen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Town.
You know, that's a great question. And what keeps me optimistic is reflecting on the work that we've done so far. You know, Bloomfield, Connecticut has a AA+ credit rating, the strongest possible in our town. We've led the charge in paving more roads in this term than ever in the history of Bloomfield. We've expanded tax relief for our seniors and that have called Bloomfield home for decades. We've updated our various policies, such as our town charter that hasn't been touched in over almost 20 years. And we're getting ready to act on our town center plan so we can complement our amazing restaurants like Republic right here in the town center. And we have people that are motivated and working around the clock to make sure that Bloomfield is a place that we can continue to call home, be proud of, work, play, and live.
Mayor Wong, thanks for the time. I feel like we'll catch up again as we continue conversations. I'd love to talk about your take on the New York mayoral race and some other things, but we're out of time. We do appreciate it, though, and good luck to the driving test, and have a good day at work.
Thanks so much, Brian. Take care. Bye-bye.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.